The Man Who Escaped.
Once, a long time ago, someone had told him that an army training was useful in many ways. Coke knew now that that was true. There was a drain pipe at the back of the garage that led to the roof, and Coke managed to climb up it. He had often done such things in the army. There was a window in the roof, or a skylight, as it is called. It was closed, but not locked. Coke managed to get it open, and then peered down into the dark garage below. There was a lorry parked almost directly underneath. He jumped down onto it. It was completely dark inside the garage itself.
Masters told me the secrets were kept in the office. But where's the office?
He wondered. Suddenly, he heard a sound behind him and realized he was not alone in the garage. Before he could turn around, someone grabbed him from behind, and someone else shone a powerful light into his eyes. He was blinded. Then there was an explosion of pain in his head. He realized, just before he lost consciousness, that what had happened in Epping Forest was happening to him all over again. When he came to again, he was lying on the floor of the garage. It was at least an hour later. He heard loud voices. When he opened his eyes, he saw Kate tied to a chair. Four men were standing above him. One of them was Masters, looking pale and frightened. He was listening to a short, blonde man. Coke knew it must be Hugo himself. Hugo was shouting,
"I told you you were a fool and an idiot. Do you believe me now?"
he demanded. Masters tried to say something but couldn't. Hugo slapped him across the face.
"I asked you if you believe me now,"
he shouted.
But Hugo, please listen to me,"
Master stammered.
"I told you someone had phoned me and had asked me to look at some pistols. I told you it was an old blind man, but you said there was nothing to worry about,"
Master said.
"No, I didn't. I asked you what you wanted me to do about it, you idiot,"
Hugo roared. Suddenly, one of the other men interrupted.
"What did you say we were going to do with the girl and Coke?"
he asked.
"I said we were going to kill them. And I said we were going to do the job properly this time,"
Hugo answered. Hugo saw that Coke had come too. Coke tried to get up, but his hands were tied. His head hurt terribly. Hugo looked at him like a shark inspecting his dinner.
"We would never have become suspicious if you hadn't used Master's white Jaguar,"
he said.
"When we saw it parked halfway up the road, we decided to wait and see what would happen. Then, after we got you, we went out and got your girlfriend,"
he continued. Coke knew he would never have made such a stupid mistake if he hadn't been so tired. He hadn't slept properly for days. He looked at Kate.
"I'd never have got you into all this if I hadn't asked you for help,"
he said to her. He was trapped. It seemed there was nothing he could do and nobody who could help him. Hugo took out a revolver.
"You'd never have bothered us again if I'd used this 4 years ago,"
he said. He came closer to Coke and aimed the revolver carefully at his head. Suddenly, there was a terrific crash as three policemen broke down the side door of the garage. Hugo turned round and gaped.
"No, Hugo! Look up here!"
a voice roared from the skylight above. Suddenly everybody stopped. Nobody made a move. Then Baxter dropped through the skylight, which was still open, and onto the lorry, and finally to the ground. Three more policemen followed him. Baxter walked over to Hugo.
"Your revolver, please,"
he said simply.
"I was only protecting my property,"
Hugo answered.
"This man broke in. That girl helped him. Send him back to prison."
Baxter listened and smiled.
"Certainly, but only after you've given me that revolver,"
he replied. Hugo handed it to him silently. The policemen around Baxter and at the door suddenly moved forward and seized Hugo, Masters, and the three men.
"We've followed you everywhere for days. That's why we're here now,"
Baxter told Masters. Then he turned to Hugo and said,
And I've been up there for half an hour. I've heard everything you've said. Also, I think you'd have phoned us an hour ago when Coke first broke in, if you'd only wanted to protect your property.
Before Hugo could protest, he and the others were led away. Baxter helped Coke to his feet.
What we know now already proves you were innocent,
he said. Then he untied Coke's hands. Coke was a free man again.